And welcome, everybody, to episode 608 of RP Grinders. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great, Breakman the Bold. Gentlemen, how are you? Break, I didn't really get a chance to ask you before we got on the air how your week was going, man. How's it going?
It's going all right, I guess. All right. It's just another week in quarantine, right?
Yeah, exactly. Red's still tanking like my Rockies, so, you know.
Why did you have to bring that up?
I'm just saying, man, we're in the same boat.
I was in a better mood until about 5 seconds ago.
All right, man, I'll move on. Eric, how's your week, man?
It's all right.
Yeah. I had a decent week other than, you know, going from 98 degree weather during the day to 33 and snowing at night weather.
Holy shit.
Yeah, it was a 60 degree... It was like one of the biggest drops in temperature in Denver history, man. It was crazy. I had to get all my plants, like, you know, like covered, and that was a pain in the ass. And they had to stay covered for like 3 days. And yesterday was the first day I kind of, you know, took the covers off. A couple of them are a little droopy, but I think they're going to pull through. I hope. I really, really hope. But yeah, we're going to have 88 degree weather here again. So, it's been one of those weeks, you know, not too bad, not the worst week ever, but, could have been way worse, but, there you go. All right. You guys ready to, get into the news?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
RPG News.
All right, Eric, you are up.
Okay, from RPG site, we've got Immortals Phoenix Rising. It's spelled differently, but that's what it is. Set to release on December 3rd for the consoles and PC. Your screens are green, gameplay, blah, blah, blah. But you'll only be able to see that if you watch it live or go to the website in the link.
Yeah.
So I provide summary for the episode.
Yeah, it's... This is the game they changed, and I don't understand the name change from an awesome...
They call it Gods and Monsters.
Yeah, it was called Gods and Monsters, which is an excellent title, in my opinion. I think Gods and Monsters sounds awesome, but now they just went to a generic, you know, ooh, Phoenix Rising, Immortals. I mean, why that change? I mean, it looks okay.
Do they realize they need to sell the game to Singapore, and the Singaporeans might get upset, so they just remove the God language?
Singapore, if they try and put it out in, like, Walmart, like, American housewives will scream bloody murder. Oh, my God, they're fighting God.
Look, if they can get away with calling a game God Eater... They can get away with calling a game Gods and Monsters. You know what I'm saying? Like this is a ridiculous name change. But anyways,
a lot of people think this is like their answer to Breath of the Wild, but I'm more like, this is looking more like, what if they put Zelda and Kid Icarus together?
I was going to say, it kind of has that feel, that kind of look and feel. It's got a Breath of the Wild kind of look, but a Kid Icarus kind of feel to it, like gameplay wise. So you're right, Eric, like that's a good summary of the video. You know, if you're not able to be in chat to see what we're talking about here, it does look like that.
You don't need to fast travel because you've got Wink to do that for you.
Yeah. Okay, Breakman, you are up next.
Coming to us live from RPG site, Disgaea 4 Complete Plus, now available on Steam on Xbox Game Pass. Ooh, that's interesting. Disgaea 4 Complete Plus is now available on PC and Steam via the Game Pass for PC. The game is priced at $39.99 with a 25% launch week discount, bringing the price to $29.99. So, ooh, bet that ends on September 17th. So you got about 6 days.
I'm curious how the Switch version of this game that I was talking about was going to turn out.
Yeah. It'll probably turn out great, Eric. I mean, NAS and Nippon Ichi usually do a really good job with their ports. And
I'm talking about the Phoenix Rising game.
The what?
The Phoenix Rising game.
Oh, you're talking about the last game. Yeah, I don't know, Eric. That's to be determined. Disgaea is awesome. It's an awesome game. I'm not into strategy games, but this is definitely like if you play this.
Still no Xbox version. So
yeah.
Sorry. It is on the Game Pass, though.
Yeah.
So if you've got Windows 10, you don't mind playing a game on the Windows 10 store, and you've got Game Pass, you can play it there.
Yeah. Yeah, I should go back and play Disgaea 1 on the Switch, the remake thing that they did. Try to get back into doing a strategy type game, see if I can hack it. I mean, I
hack it. I wish they had done more with it. It basically is just Disgaea 1 with the graphic fidelity of Disgaea 5.
Yeah, yeah. Disgaea is a deceptively mature game for sure. So, you know, I don't know. I don't know what else to say. It's good stuff. So, all right, let's move on to the next story. If it'll bring up here, my computer's been real slow today for some reason.
They kind of just stealth announced this too. It's like, oh, it's on Steam now.
Yeah. Okay, coming to us from RPGsite.net, Warsaw for PlayStation 4 launches on September 29th, Nintendo Switch on October 1st, and Xbox One on October 2nd. The game originally released for PC in October of last year. Warsaw set during the Warsaw Uprising in Poland, 1944, and has the player leading the Polish underground resistance in their fight against Nazi oppressors. You know, this is interesting because Poland did have a pivotal role in World War II, even though they got steamrolled and blitzkrieged, basically, by the SS. So it's nice to see kind of a different point of view for World War. We're always used to seeing the gung-ho American version of World War II without the harsh realities of what happened to Poland and some other, you know.
Another great one's Enemy at the Gate, basically the Russian interpretation of World War II.
Yeah, that's a good one, man. I'm glad you brought that up, Breakman. Yeah, for sure.
Is that a movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it. Is it available anywhere?
I'm sure it's available on. You just have to look it up. Off the top of my head, I don't know the answer to that, Eric. But I like different points of views. You know, we've had the Nazi point of view a few times, and it's always, you know, it's for the most part, it's depicted very right. You know, the Nazis are the Nazis. You know, I mean, who doesn't like seeing a Nazi get punched in the face? You know, so
there's not anything good we can say about a Nazi.
No, the German army is a different story. Like, the German army didn't want to do nearly the things that the SS and the Nazis wanted to do and did do. But nonetheless, you know, it was a terrible, terrible time in history, yeah. You know, with the good guys definitely winning that war. I will say that. Like, there's not many wars that I think the United States was on the good side of things. I think World War One. Obviously, we were on the right side of history. World War II, Vietnam. I don't think we were on the right side.
Vietnam was just imperialism.
Yeah,
I don't think anybody was on the right side of Vietnam.
Yeah, honestly. Iraq, another one. I don't think we were on the right side. Afghanistan. That's, I mean, depending on your interpretation. I mean, after we killed Bin Laden, it was kind of over, you know. But yet, we're still 19 years later, still there. So. You know, it is what it is. All right, Eric, let's move on.
Oh, we're still there? I thought Trump ended all the wars. That's what I heard on Twitter lately.
Well, he is nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize, which I'll be talking about later, Breakman.
So. Yeah, that Peace Prize is such a lie.
Yep. All right, Eric.
I'm sorry. Sorry, I just railed the show.
No, it's all good. All right. It's all good. This show gets derailed all the time.
Chronos Before the Ashes is announced for PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Nintendo Switch, PC, and Stadia, because Stadia is this thing. But and their Stadia ad really bothers the fuck out of me because it's annoying.
Is that your fake sugar stuff?
No, that's Splenda. You're thinking of Splenda. Oh, okay, I like Splenda, actually, quite a bit.
Anyways, December 1st. And it is based on the 2016 released VR game Chronos from Gunfire Games. The studio was acquired by THQ Nordic, and it's been overhauled and optimized for current gen platforms without any VR support.
VR support's interesting, and sort of has like I wish that they would have actually did a lot of gameplay, but the gameplay looks like a cross between
it's a Souls game.
Yeah, it yeah, maybe Souls, but I was going to say it sort of has the look of a kind of a Shadow of the Colossus type visual look, but, anyways.
It's a prequel to Remnant from the Ashes, which is basically Gun Souls, and this looks like it's leaning more in the fantasy territory.
Yeah, it looks okay.
I think there are melee weapons in Remnant, but Remnant has a lot of guns in it you can use.
Yeah. No, it looks okay. I mean, I'm interested. Semi, anyways. All right. Is that it, Eric?
Yeah.
All right, Break, you're up.
Coming to us live from RPG Site, Code of Princess X to launch for Steam on October 1st.
Okay. Looks good. It's like a kind of a side-scrolling action type game.
I got some features for it.
Okay, yeah.
It brings a unique combination of hack and slash beat 'em up action and role-playing depth to the table. Fans of both genres are sure to be captivated by this epic adventure of intense multi-playing fantasy combat with a roster of over 50 playable characters, all of whom can be upgraded with new abilities and equipment. The game's campaign mode supports local two-player co-op, and there are also options for both competitive and cooperative online play. Ooh.
This is excellent. This is excellent. So
the story within Code of Princess X follows Princess Solange of Deluxia as she fights to restore order in a world where monsters are trying to overtake the human race. Of course they are. They always are. Armed with the legendary sword Deluxcalibur.
Yeah, that's the name of the sword, Deluxcalibur.
Deluxcalibur.
Solange assembles a team of talented fighters to join her quest. Together they embark on an epic journey where they can confront the monster uprising and try to discover its secret origins. Action-packed hack-and-slash gameplay featuring customizable RPG elements. Players can freely move between three different planes of action during combat, with some projectile attacks able to travel between planes. Well, I'd hope so, or what the fuck would be the point of having an archer? Over 50 different characters are playable throughout the multiple game modes, including campaign, free play, and bonus quests. Players can level up and equip their favorite characters with weapons and accessories that modify their stats in six different categories. Cooperative and competitive local online multiplayer modes include leaderboards and let players track their coveted princess points.
Is this a good game, Eric?
It was all right. I had it on 3DS, and then I sold it when I was done with it, because I didn't know if I was ever going to play it again.
Yeah.
But and if you get it for the right prices, it's probably worth it. But I wouldn't... I kind of shy against... I mean, if you have moral objections against Nicholas because they're the publisher, then you wouldn't want to get this game, and there's plenty of reasons to not support them. But... I don't think this version has the English voice track. I think it's just like the PC release, but it has an additional co-op modes.
Okay, that's interesting. Anything else on this, Break?
No.
All right. Next story comes to us from my computer's loading. Solasta, Crown of the Magister, launches for Steam Early Access on October 20th. I'm going to play the quick video here. If you're in chat, you're able to see it, or if you're looking on archives, you'll be able to see it as well. twitch.tv/rpgrinders or search rpgrinders on YouTube. But there's a launch trailer and I don't see any gameplay yet, so I'll just skip ahead a little bit here. Brand new adventure, it says. The game is a tabletop styled RPG using the D&D 5.1 rule set, so that's kind of cool. I like D&D rule sets, man. They're very detailed and good, and you know, anytime you put those in video games, seems to work out just fine, a la Baldur's Gate and Icewind Dale and, you know, stuff like that. So, looks like kind of an isometric experience. Looks cool. This says it's a tactical adventure. It definitely doesn't have next-gen graphic feel to it, so there you go. But it's something to look forward to if you're a tactical connoisseur like Breakman is here. Solasta, Crown of the Magister. So there you go. You excited for that, Breakman?
Okay.
You're like, okay. All right, maybe Eric will be excited for the next story.
All right, we have from more RPG site stuff, but the Falconer is coming out on November 10th, which puts it right up to the launch of Xbox Series X and Series S.
What is this, Eric? Tell us more about this. It looks interesting. It's like a flight based.
Is supposedly an RPG, but it has you controlling a falconer who can command falcons to do shit for him. It says, become the falconer and soar through the skies aboard a devastatingly powerful warbird. Cover secrets lost at sea as you join or oppose different factions and clans scattered through the great Ursea. Take advantage of multiple classes with individual stats, weapons, and warbirds that can be upgraded through winning battles, completing quests, discovering secrets, or applying mutagens or chants. Mutant falcons, yeah.
You know, this is great, Eric, because I'm kind of reading the features here. One of the features, I don't mean to steal your thunder, but and this is something that is desperately missing in video games. I think the last great dogfighting game I saw was Crimson Skies. You remember that, Breakman? Crimson Skies on the Xbox?
Yes, that was a fantastic game.
That's a great game, man. A lot of good dogfighting in that game. And then
I wonder why that never got a sequel.
You know what? That's a good question. Like, why wouldn't Microsoft follow up on that? Why wouldn't they take that engine and, like, maybe do some Star Wars games in that engine, man? That's better. That game was better dogfighting than any Star Wars flying game I've ever seen in my life, man. It was a great, great game. I'm with you, Brake. Like, how could they not follow up on that game? That's a great game, man. But there you go. Anything else, Eric? People.
Shame on them.
Yeah, shame on them.
Sons of bitches. Not really.
Lurks is in chat. Welcome, Lurks. Thanks for joining the chat. All right, let's move on to the next story, Breakman.
Coming to us live from RPG site, Black Legend is a tactical RPG inspired by Dutch, German, and Belgian folklore, announced for consoles and PC, set to release. What?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I forgot to hit the mute button on the trailer.
Oh, okay. Set to release in 2021. I thought somebody said my name. I'm like, no. Indie developer Warcave has announced Black Legend, a turn-based tactical RPG set to release for PlayStation 5, PlayStation 4, Xbox Series, Xbox One, Nintendo Switch, and PC. They've got their bases covered. Yeah. The game is inspired by folklore from 17th century Belgium, Germany, and Netherlands, where you take on creatures such as Neckers. I thought it was teenagers. Hailwigen, Wit. Wyvern and Wyvern? Old Red Eyes.
Yeah. Okay.
Wit Viven.
That's how you say that.
Okay.
Real quickly before you get into the features, Break. When you said Black Legend, I was like, what? Martin Luther King Jr. gonna come out and it's gonna be like a big, you know, like Black Legend battle game, like Malcolm X, you know, all these, you know.
No, one thing you're not going to see is probably black people in this
game. Probably not. Yeah, probably not.
Lead a squadron of mercenaries into the cursed city of Grant to aid a struggling resistance against a deadly cult of fanatics. Explore deep into the city to eradicate a madness inflicted for the shrouds. Sorry. A madness inflicting fog that shrouds the streets in this thrilling alternate history turn-based strategy RPG. Main features explore the ruined streets of Grant, a 17th century city based on the architecture of the Low Countries of northwestern Europe. Search every corner to discover hidden side quests, treasure troves, and recruitable characters. Fight using the alchemy system based on an old concept of humorism. Master the four different instabilities, and combine them with a catalyst attacks to deal massive damage to enemies. Be warned, your foes will do the same to you. Unlock 15 playable characters, each with unique abilities and equipment. Master and combine class abilities to become the ultimate liberator of Grant. Approach battles on your own terms using free exploration before diving into tactical turn-based combat. I like that. Mm-hmm. Build and customize your team using cross-class abilities and discover equipment. Aid the resistance in their struggle against Mephistian cults and battle beasts pulled from regional folklore. Uncover the history of Mephisto, a menacing alchemist who brewed the maddening fog clouding the city. choose your difficulty. Well, that one's self-explanatory, isn't it?
Yeah.
It sounds kind of like Bloodborne, if it were a tactical RPG.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's very dark, but there's no gameplay in the trailer whatsoever, which I cannot stand. But they did, it looks pretty, but Brake, we've talked about this before. It suffers from too darkism. You know what I mean? Like, it's just... I mean, I can't stress this enough. If you're a developer and you happen to listen to this, Warcave, please listen. You know, we want to see your game. You know, it's like, it's one thing, like, Bloodborne's a beautiful game, right? And it's dark, but at least you can articulate kind of like the beauty of the architecture and stuff like that. I'm looking at this very, and I know that's the look that they're going for, but it's like very, very drab. Colorless kind of, you know, kind of feel to it, and very dark. And we need less of that and a little more.
I know they did that to, like, lessen the whatever CPU load so that they didn't have to work so much, but and it makes it probably easier to develop, but you could have probably raised the gamma level a little bit.
So yeah, that's what I was going to say. There's some lighting tricks you can do. Like Bloodborne's a perfect example. There's a lot of lighting tricks in Bloodborne that make that game look fantastic. So, you know, I know these developers are working hard, and I don't want to shit on all their games because they're fantastic, but,
Do it.
I do it all the time, man. I'm surprised I don't get myself in more trouble with these developers. But I'm just saying, like, we want to see more of your game. Like, I'm looking at a video here, and it's a...
Well, here's a picture of a slightly brighter area.
Well, I'm kind of looking at what they're showing us, Eric, in the trailer, and none of it can you really see the actual detail. It's a beautiful game. Like, I can tell that there's beauty there, but it's just not lit up properly. Like, and I do see the couple of screens. I'll put one up on the screen now so you can kind of see. I mean, it's a gorgeous game, but let us see it. You know, do some more lighting tricks. Bloodborne's a great example. Take some hints from that game. But, okay, let's see. Who did that story? Did I do that? Did I do this story?
No.
Break did it. Okay.
Did I do that?
All right, next story. Freak Five's in chat. What's up, Freak Five? Welcome on in. Thanks for joining, as always. Assassin's Creed Valhalla's release date moved up to November 10th, according to RPGsite.net. That's probably to coincide with the Xbox release.
As well as PS5, although I hear PS5 is coming out the 13th, so that's
The PS5 is coming out a little bit later. We'll know more on the... I'm almost certain that the PS5 is also going to be $500, if not a little less, based on some things that I've been seeing and people I've been talking to, and it will release probably on the 13th. Lots to look forward to there. I don't know why Sony just doesn't, like, let us know right away what the hell's going on. I mean, none of us are probably going to have even... a tenth of a chance of getting a PS5, but whatever. Assassin's Creed Valhalla, which I got to be honest with you guys, I've got my reservations about it. It looks like they put a Nordic skin on Origins is what it looks like.
When they made it smaller.
Yeah, so
that it doesn't take forever to complete.
Yeah, man, Origins is a great game, but I lost it after just a little while because, like, there's so much to do. There's just way too much to do in that game. But it's a good game, but whatever.
Well, I played Odyssey. That's the long one. Origins is much shorter compared to Odyssey.
Odyssey is what the one I'm thinking of. The big one, yeah. Okay, so Valhalla moving up a few days to accommodate for the console releases. So that's cool. That's a good touch. Now, I think Valhalla's one of the games that if you buy it on the PS4 or the Xbox, for sure the Xbox, you'll be able to get a free upgrade. Am I mistaking on that, Eric or Brake? I'm pretty sure that's the word that I got, that you'll be able to get a free upgrade to the new gen consoles. But I, you know, don't quote me on that. I know for sure the Xbox is doing that delivery thing, and which is really nice. That's something I wish Sony would kind of do and call it something different. But you know, whatever, they're gonna want their money and their cake and eat it too, I guess. But there you go. All right, Eric.
Well, I don't think Sony's actually doing anything like that because, well, Sony doesn't have any first party games in the pipeline that would also be on the PS4. But like, so I guess it's being left up to the developers to do something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, what do we got next?
We've got Hyrule Warriors: The Age of Calamity, which is a sequel to Hyrule Warriors, but not just a sequel to Hyrule Warriors, but also a prequel, a canonical prequel to Breath of the Wild, which references the war that they fought before everything went to hell.
It's kind of a cool tie-in slash weird, you know? But
I don't have any info on the game whether or not it'll play like straight up Hyrule Warriors, or if it'll have elements like Dragon Quest Heroes or even the upcoming Persona 5 Scramble.
Yeah, there's still a bit of mystery to this game, Eric, for sure. I think they're holding their cards close to the vet.
Yeah, they said they're doing another presentation on the 26th.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, we'll know more then. Breakman, you're up.
Coming to us live from RPG site, D3 Publisher reveals Magnum Lord for PlayStation 4 and Nintendo Switch coming to Japan winter 2020. Prior to the reveal, the game was teased with a list of staff working on it. Most of them were involved in the Summer Night series. Felistella, which previously worked on Summon Night 5, is developer of Magnum Lord. The world setting and scenario are written by Kai Miyazuki.
Miyazuki.
Pure Sound. I added a little. I guess I added some of the
You added your own flair.
Pure Sound is handling the games.
I said you added your own flair.
Wait, Miyazuki. Sorry.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, I thought that was what this was. Okay. Yeah. Anyway, Pure Sound is handling the game's sound. The main theme will be performed by Chiaki Fujita. The characters are designed by Black, who has drawn a number of characters in Fate Grand Order. Do you want the story?
Yeah, give us a little story. We got time.
Okay. Endangered species devil lord, X marriage hunting equal devil sword creating action RPG. This times marriage hunting is what they meant. The protagonist.
Oh, so there are waifus in this game. It's that kind of game.
Yeah.
The protagonist used to be known as the most sinister devil lord, but when you wake up from your long slumber, you are somehow being labeled as an endangered species. Whoa. Aiming for your glorious return, the Magnum Lord will fight with allies while crafting the devil sword. In order to avoid your extinction, you may even do a marriage hunting with heroes and your helpers. You, like, literally go hunting.
So it's a wife and a husband, though, because, like, the picture here shows a male and a female, or probably the same character. It's just pick one gender.
Yeah. You literally go hunting for a spouse in this game. Wow. That's
I'm okay with that.
Are they trying to, like, somehow do, like, a Fire Emblem that's, like, really horny, though?
Yeah, probably.
I want it to be like they're cavemen. Like, once they catch a woman, like, they just, like, they drag them by their hair.
This is like an edgelord Fire Emblem game that's really thirsty.
Oh, even better. Like, Break, it could have a gender reversal where the woman does that and she, like, grabs the guy by his hair and, like, pulls him into the cave. Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally down for that, man. Like, you remember when they came out with that one game that was supposed to be kind of like an evolution game? I can't remember what they call it, but it's kind of newer, and it looked really good. Like,
where you start as monkeys and you evolve.
Yeah.
What you're talking about.
I don't know what the name of that game is, but the premise was interesting. I didn't think it was a great game, like, according to what people were saying, but like why didn't they include that type of stuff, like hunting and gathering and like finding mates, and you know,
talking about like a new game that did this.
Yeah,
I only know of EVO.
It Break knows what I'm talking about. Like, you started off as like a monkey or something, or a lemur,
and you evolve to, like, eventually you get more human-like. You start walking, stranding up and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It looks like you're hunting, and at the beginning of the game, you're just trying to avoid getting killed and stuff like that.
Freak says the woman would grab the guy by his dick and pull him to her cave. Yeah, that'll work too.
Yeah,
man.
Exactly. Like,
you wanted to fight, you get dick to do your one. That's a caveman law.
Yeah. No, I hear you, Break, man, for sure. Yeah. No, that's cool, man. I wouldn't mind a game like that. Like, I was excited for that game, but it ended up not being a great game, but. It could have been way better, man. It looked great. It just, what is the name of that game, man? Maybe somebody can look that up, but I'll look it up later. But it was an interesting concept. It just didn't hit the mark.
I'm not surprised that E3 publishing this, because they're into that type of shit.
Yeah. Okay, let's see. I think it's my turn next. Shirin the Wanderer, Tower of Fortune, and the... What is it? The Dice of Fate for Switch and Steam. Huh? What, Eric?
The Die of Fate.
It says Dice on the article. For Switch and Steam, releases on December 2nd. So there's that. I'm going to play the video real quick. Based on the Vita version of the fifth Shirin the Wanderer, a title that was released in Japan in 2015. Oh, Jesus. And in the West, June 2016, Switch and Steam ports will add more new bonus dungeons because, of course, it looks great. It looks really good. I mean, those Shirin the Wanderer games
are... was the port of the DS version.
I gotcha. Okay. So there's a trailer if you want to check it out. It's more Shirin the Wanderer. It looks actually really good. So there you go. All right, Eric.
I reviewed the Vita version.
Oh, there you go. Where can we see your review of that?
It's on, I think I had it on Total EGN. If it's not there, then it's on Boston Breath Brigade. It was a while back, so I can't quite remember.
Okay, all right. Well, go check that out either at BostonBastardBrigade.com or what is it? What's the other website? Total EGN, sorry. All right, Eric, you're up.
From that, we've got this game called Sacred Fire, which is a psychological choice-driven RPG coming to Steam in 2021. And publisher Iceberg Interactive and developer Poetic have announced that the game will launch on Steam, and it's also planned for PlayStation 4 and Xbox One in the future, and probably presumably the 5 and X series.
Okay.
Originally kickstarted in 2017, it's set in a world inspired by ancient Caledonia, where you must fight back against an upcoming Roman invasion. In a community post on Steam, game author Andre Vljot, discusses how he wants to capture the flow of pen and paper role-playing session. This means less grinding, looting, and more decision-making.
Okay. Sounds okay. I like a little bit of grinding. I don't mind it. Looting especially.
I think that just means it does it for you, so you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah. Our good friend Dungeons in chat, he said he would play Breakman's suggestion of Law and Order 50 million BC. Let's see what else here. I said CSI Caveman, you know, like CSI Miami. Mm-hmm. You could even hire David Caruso. I don't think he's doing anything. He could, you know, fit right in.
Oh, but why would you want to?
Because, like, you could, like, do the memes. You know, like, he could be like, I'd say this is a case of the goose gathering moss. Wah! You know what I'm saying? Like, stupid shit like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I got your point. I'm just going to...
Let's see, with Tubbs Raw and Crockett et Raw. He said, Dungeon says Paleolithic Vice. Would you watch that, Break?
Yes.
I would totally watch that. All right, whose turn is it next? I think it's yours, Break.
Coming to us live from Silicon Era, Scott Pilgrim versus the World, the game will return in holiday 2020.
Yeah.
All that teasing wasn't for nothing. Ubisoft was brought back at River City Ransom inspired beat 'em up based on Scott Pilgrim the World or versus the World for the series' 10th anniversary. The complete edition is on the way. It will appear during the 2020 holiday season for the Switch, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, PC, and for Google Stadia.
Yeah, this is a pretty fun game. I think Eric reviewed this, actually. Did you not, Eric, review this game?
On the show, I think, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's an okay game, but if you take a stronger look at it as a fighting game, it's kind of not so great in some areas because the fact that there are RPG elements means that you're going to eventually have to grind at some point if you're not good enough.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
as far as being a good beat-up is concerned, with that element in place, some people might be turned off for that instead of having straightforward experience like Streets of Rage.
Yeah. I heard it's a decent game, and it kind of captures the comic book.
And it's digital only, so, like, once they decide to delist it again, it'll be gone forever. Unless you are willing to search the bowels of the internet for a torrent of the PC version.
Which there's always those people, man. All right, let's move on to something else.
Like, there's no reason to believe that like Limited Run can't do a print run later. It's just that's how it is for now.
Yeah.
But this along with the next game with all this stuff that Ubisoft's putting out, people shouldn't get distracted from the fact that Ubisoft is a shitty company.
Yeah, they really are, man. They continue.
They still haven't apologized for the abuses that have gone on for the last decade.
Yeah, I mean, why not just do that and move on? You know, like most companies do. At least most major companies, you know. All right, let's move on. Did Ubisoft make Prince of Persia? Is that
The Sands of Time trilogy? Yeah, but not the series.
Okay. So in almost related news, Prince of Persia Sands of Time remake will launch in January 21st, to be exact. I'm not going to talk too much about this. Everybody's played Prince of Persia Sands of Time. I thought it was a pretty good game back in the day. I think it came out PS2. I will say I saw video of the remake and I'm not too impressed visually. I know I'm the graphics whore of the show.
Part of the reason for all that is because they are also putting the release on the Switch and they probably want to have a graphic profile that will work well on all three consoles.
Yeah, but I mean, what are they going to sell at this game mostly? It's going to be mostly on the Xbox and PlayStation. That's kind of a weird strategy. It does not look great to me. I mean, as far as remake goes.
I mean, it looks better than the original, but it's still not slightly visually appealing compared to what we can see today.
Look at the recent remakes, Eric, and tell me if you think this game stacks up. What is that? Shadow of the Colossus. Even some of the Call of Duty games have been remade. Demon's Souls is shaping up to look really, really good. This looks like Eric and Break. This remake looks like they had a limited budget. I'm sorry. I think they had not a big budget to work with, and it just doesn't look great to me. Like you know what? I'm gonna put this. Hopefully this isn't anything Namco Bandai that I show on the show. I get copyright strike for, so I just kind of sucks. But this is Ubisoft. Speaking of Ubisoft, it just doesn't look great. It looks very basic to me, man. Like I know they did some visual fidelity things with it, but it just, I mean, as far as things go, like remakes, I don't know, I can't explain it. Maybe chat will agree or disagree with me on this, but it looks, to me, it looks very basic. I don't know. It's the best way
it's not coming out until next year. Like, usually the optimizations, like visual optimizations, happen last.
Yeah, I'll give them that. But, as far as remake goes, it to me it just doesn't look like it's up to par with some of the recent better ones. So.
I heard much the same as going out with Amalur, which I'm going to be playing over this weekend, maybe.
Ooh,
but
yeah,
I say maybe because there's another game I need to play too. So
yeah. I'm interested in that, Eric. Let me know if it's worth it.
Like from what I hear that. As far as it being a remaster is concerned, it's not that great of a remaster. And it's really, if you missed it the first time, you can play it now.
Yeah, I missed it the first time, so I'm definitely interested in Amalur. But I don't know, this game, I guess it just doesn't, I'm okay. Breakman, you convinced me. I should just shut my mouth and wait till it comes out before I make judgment on it for sure. So there you go. All right, cool. Eric, you get the honor of the last story.
The last story is that a new Kiki Kai Kai, a game, otherwise known as Pocky Naraki in the West, is coming out thanks to Tengo Project, who's making the game and has worked on previous restorations like the... Wild Guns Reloaded and the Ninja Warriors once again, or / the Ninja Saviors.
Yeah. Dungeon says, things were so different in Atlantis. If only they didn't sink their own continent. Yeah, I know. Dumbasses.
Anyways, excuse me, but Tengo Project says the game will appear in some capacity between September 23rd to 27th during the Tokyo Game Show, so we'll see more then. But we only got a small trailer, but that's it. Looks like it's shaping up to be pretty good looking.
Yeah, it looks okay. It looks fun. I like
the originals, and I hope they include the other two SNES games because the original arcade game wasn't that great. I mean, it's really dated now, but like. It was a very basic run and shoot type of game, but yeah. The SNES one's really fun because they're packed full of style.
Yeah. Okie dokie, man. And that does it for the news. Homie discounts. There's sales going on Xbox and PlayStation. I'm not going to go over. They're mostly the same games we've been talking about for the past, I don't know, 5-6 weeks at least. There's still that PlayStation Plus deal for $32 on CD keys. I think that's kind of a permanent fixture on their side. Like, I don't know how they're making out on that, but whatever. Breakman, should I play your music? Dear Breakman, what do we have?
Well, first we had a couple memes. One of them is from Freak. I don't want to explain it, but it's a new and improved Western grip, so you have to look online to see it. The other one I am going to explain
is... Frank said, how dare you?
How dare you?
Yeah, I meant to say, how dare you, son of a bitch, Freak.
Freak is exiled.
Anyways, go ahead, Break.
The next one is from Slegar, and since this is in text, I'm gonna go ahead and read it. It says, "Hey Paula, with Vote America." I'll start over. This is a text message, by the way. "Hey, it's Paula of Vote America. The November election is coming up. Can I send you a link to help you or help your Wisconsin mail-in ballot request started?" The person replied, "Send nudes." And then they respond, "I'm opting you out of text immediately. Have a great day."
That's one way to hear from someone.
I don't know if you guys saw my tweets. Break, I think you saw my tweets on the idiot that tried to get me to vote for Biden. I'm like, for what? It's like, yeah. He's literally offering nothing, you know, other than it's not
at
Trump.
At least they didn't vote shame you.
Well, he did. He did.
Oh yeah, I read the whole thing. They definitely voted him.
Yeah. I don't know if it was. I think it was a she. totally tried to vote shame me, man. Like,
I only saw a little bit, so I.
No, I posted it out there on Twitter because I was like, this is interesting, you know, let's see where this goes. But basically, it was this idiot trying to get me vote for Biden, and it was like, if you vote green, that's a vote for Trump. I was like, that is absolute nonsense. I was like, you wouldn't say if you vote green, that's a vote for Trump or vote for Biden if you were on the other side. That just makes zero sense.
If you vote green, that the delegates don't automatically go to Trump.
It's stupid. It's dumb. Vote shaming is the dumbest thing that you can do to somebody, because you know what? Your vote is your vote. It doesn't, you know, you shouldn't vote shame anybody into not voting or voting for whoever, you know. I mean, you could pitch your case like I do all the time. I don't think it's worth voting for either of the assholes.
Better spend trying to get a new party built.
Yeah, it's just stupid. Like, it makes no sense. I hate that argument. If you vote green, that's a vote for Trump. It's like, no. So the other side can make the same argument. If you vote green, that's a vote for Biden. Does that make any fucking sense? It makes zero sense. So stop doing it. If you're one of the
just like saying people who don't vote, well, you're supporting the other candidate if you don't vote.
No.
You're telling them that they both suck. Yep. So fuck them.
Yeah, exactly. It's like what you're saying is you don't like either candidate. And you know what? The majority of the people in this country have felt that way for a long time. I mean, you got like 100 million people over, like, I think it's like the last estimate is like 150 million or something people that don't vote because they feel like their vote doesn't matter. And it most, you know what? 99% of the time, it doesn't, and it ain't gonna matter this time around either. I mean, it really isn't. I mean, we vote for Biden. Ooh, Biden's in office. He's already said he'll you know veto Medicare for all. He's gonna cut. He's been on record as wanting to cut Social Security, and you know, was the author of the fucking crime bill that has put hundreds of thousands of minorities in jail.
Some of the Biden Harris people like really thinking that they get in office and then we start a revolution then because it'll be easier?
Nope. It'll be just as hard. I mean, don't get me wrong. I can't stand Trump. I mean, I'm on record. He's a piece of shit, racist, fucking fuckwad. But you know what? So is Biden. So really, does your vote fucking matter? It doesn't. It's just going from one idiot to the next, you know? We never vote for change in this country. You know, Obama was all about quote-unquote you should have seen the argument I got into.
No, he was voting for change. Pocket change. His.
Yeah. You should have seen, like, the vitriol I caught from one of my followers. And I like this follower. But he was like, you know, I was saying stuff about Obama. I'm like, you know, like, because somebody had tweeted out that, you know, he was a movement killer. Which he totally was. Like, anything that, you know.
He killed the NBA's movement.
I mean, you know, all the.
Go back to work. Pull up your pants.
Yep.
That's what he told black people. That's what he told the NBA.
Yep, exactly. That's exactly what he did.
Paul Kaepernick, I stand behind you and Black Lives Matter, but I'm going to criticize how you're doing.
Yeah, just shut up and dribble is what he told the NBA. And it's like, I don't know, man. Like, he's done so many bad things. And then I pointed out, like, the absolute, you know, truth about Obama, you know, droning people, innocent people, by the way. These were
ramping up ICE.
He was the deporter. And you think Trump is bad deporting people? Obama was the worst in history at doing it. So
I think the only possible thing people can love Obama for, and it basically makes them forget everything else that he's done, is the gay marriage thing, which isn't even his achievement because he did nothing about that.
You know something else that people keep bringing up?
That was a vote that was happening in the Supreme Court.
You know,
the Supreme Court, and they're like, we can't be a bad guy. So
you know what someone else brought up was Obamacare. I'm like, you think Obamacare is awesome? You think it's great?
Stole that from Romney.
Mitt Romney fucking created that bill, not Obama. And they're like shocked. They're like, how could you disparage Obama? I'm like, how could I not? How could you not? It's like, it's the same thing with George Bush. It's the same thing with fucking Clinton. It's, I mean, you can go on and on.
I paid attention to politics. I didn't look at the one nice thing that he said that was all lip service and then decide, oh, they're great.
Yeah. The last president I can remember being a decent president as far as, like, not wanting to go to war and you know, kind of benign was fucking Carter. You know what I mean? Like, other than that, who can you think of that has done nothing but bring destruction to other countries and you know, done shady shit?
Look at the next president after Carter, Reagan. That's when, like, the big wealth gap started in
yep.
this country.
Yeah, and that's when the war on drugs.
You want to know the truth? Washington was a shit president, too, and he was the first president.
Yeah, yeah.
He was a general
in
the
first
army.
American president, but the Congress had presidents before.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's
but,
been...
But the thing is, like, he was also not fit for duty as a general because he was a terrible general, too.
Yeah, yeah, well, I mean...
We talked about this before, like, the way we won the war is we played
killed
fucking
people
dirty.
In their sleep.
Like, yep. George Washington played fucking dirty.
No, yep. no, he didn't. Yep. He was absolutely garbage at his job, and he... And
no, he did
play. A lot of people killed because he sucked.
Well, no,
You know the painting of the Delaware, him crossing yep. Delaware? That was him with his soldiers crossing the Delaware at nighttime so
yep.
they could sneak into the British camp and murder them in their sleep.
One yep. thing he did that was noteworthy.
Yep,
but,
yep.
Yeah, but he did that before. That was just how that story played out. Like,
oh,
this isn't a one-time yeah. thing of him murdering soldiers in their sleep.
No, no,
or
it's not a one-time.
Ambushing people, stuff like that. Like, the way the British military performed war was basically wind up
mm-hmm.
and their horns and, you know, there's stoppage of battle and
right.
stuff like
the, like
that.
The honorable thing at the time to do. Right. Like, yeah.
And their audiences actually getting sitting there watching the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, that's just the way it was before then. But then George Washington's like, you know, as the people are just marching down the woods or something like that, ambush them. You know, they're sleeping in their beds, ambush them.
Yep. No, you're right. You're right, Break. I mean, hindsight's 20/20, Break Man. We wouldn't be here today if that type of shit didn't happen. But, I mean, we wouldn't be here today if the slaves didn't build this country. You know what I mean? Like there's...
I'm just sick of the bastardized versions of history where
yes.
we lionize everybody. As
yes, yes,
we
Break
make
Man.
Them greater than they are.
Yes,
like,
yes.
Let's be honest. Like, George Washington was the first president of the United States, and he should be hailed for that. But doesn't mean he was a great person.
Yeah, it's the same thing with Obama. Obama was the first black president, right? Great. That's a one barrier that's been thrown, you know, down and blah blah blah.
Well,
you know.
Well, to be fair though, Obama's also half white, so that might be like another reason why he became
no,
president.
No, I would consider him black. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and
in
say
in America, like if you're half anything, you're not white. Essentially,
right.
I mean, that's unless you look white, you don't get treated that way.
Right. Freak 5 says all's fair in love and war. That is true too.
Yeah, but
Freak
like,
5.
But the thing is, the establishment only cares about money anyway.
Look, so I'm not saying like if I was in George Washington's position and that's the only way you could win. I mean, of course you're gonna do shit like that. You know, I mean that's the way you win. You know, you have to have an edge. You know, I mean,
yeah.
That's
when when your enemy has greater numbers and greater weapons and stuff like that, you need help and you need to play
right,
differently.
Right.
Essentially.
Right. Exactly. That's exactly right. Okay. What else we got? Break. Anything else?
Oh yes, we do.
All right.
From my new favorite listener. At @toy_open, he says, "Dear Breakman, and this is why you're my new favorite listener. If you had the talents of a ventriloquist and had a puppet of one of your co-hosts,
oh Jesus Christ,
what would be some notable one-liners said by Mini Frank and Mini Eric as they sat on your lap?"
Oh boy, here we go. This is gonna be good, man.
Let me see here. Well, Mini Frank, go ahead and just say I'm the greatest thing ever.
Liz is like Washu and her little tiny hand puppets.
Sure. My little tiny hand puppet Eric would just quote Duke Nukem lines all the time. which actually are just really quotes of other movies. So it'd be like him quoting Ash Williams all the time, you know, like groovy. Groovy. Frank would be there talking about how awesome I am. Like, oh, Breakman's the most awesomest thing ever. And Eric goes, groovy.
give me some sugar, baby.
Right, exactly. And then stuff from other movies, like I'm here to kick ass and chew bubble gum. I'm all out of bubble gum.
Freak Pie says the winner writes the history books. That's also true. That is also true. I've got balls of steel. Freak Pie says. Oh man!
You just interrupt people with that too. People are talking like, okay. So Breakman, I've got balls of steel. Eric, come on, man, just
balls of steel. He'd like just do it over and over. That'd be
every time somebody's asking a question. I'm sorry, Eric has a mind of his own. I can't stop him from going balls of steel. See?
See, there it goes again. Look, I'm trying to talk balls of steel. Oh man, that's great. All right, what else?
You know what? Actually, Eric would have each day would be a different character. Yes, so like Monday would be like Ash and Tuesday would be
Duke Nukem,
and then like Wednesday would be Arnold, and then
get to the chopper.
Yes, get to the chopper. Yes.
You know what I watched the other day for the first time in a long time? Breakman, Running Man. That's such a good movie, man. That's so fun.
What movie really doesn't hold up, but I still like. I enjoyed at the time was Kindergarten Cop. It's not a tumor.
Yeah, that's a fun movie. It doesn't hold up, but it's fun. It's definitely a fun movie, for sure.
So let me see what you have watched. The Ventrilo Harassment Duke Nukem Edition.
Yes, it's fun. I've seen that. It's really good. Ventrilo used to have all kinds of good stuff. Yeah.
And then like on Thursdays, I would do. Eric would be Jay, and Frank would be Silent Bob.
I could never be silent, man. What's wrong with you? What's
people ask Frank a question, he stares at
him. I mean, could I at least have like my catchphrases, like I'm walking off the show, and you know, like exile.
Silent Bob always gets one word in at some point. He always does get to say one thing. Mm-hmm. So you know, like, as the day is ending, you'll bust out something like thanks.
Could I say exiled? Like that, because that would pretty much like say everything, you know. Oh man, that's awesome. Freak said he watched Total Recall last week. That's an underrated movie. I love that movie for multiple reasons, but it's a great movie.
The first time you saw the three people, and it was like, oh my god, this is the greatest thing I've ever seen.
The movie is so good, man. So good. I was so disappointed in the remake. Like, so disappointed. But
since I think the Psycho remake, I've kind of avoided remakes for the most part. I'll see them every once in a while, but I try and avoid them.
Yeah. There's some good ones, but yeah, that was not a good one, man. Don't watch it if you haven't seen it, man. Total Recall is worthless remake, but it's fun to go back and I bought that movie. I
was looking at the RoboCop remake because they're talking about making a RoboCop series before RoboCop, which sounds all weird to me, but like he looks like a dude wearing a suit. He doesn't look like a robot. Like, you know, like
it's RoboCop terrible.
Is supposed to look like a combination of kind of a human and a robot.
Yeah, they picked the right guy. I like the guy that they picked, but I agree that suit was bonk, man. They should have totally picked a better suit. They should have made it look more like the old one, man. Like use that silver kind of like blue, you know, kind of thing. Oh yeah, Dungeon has a good line, man. Maybe I could say things like "Get your ass to Mars," you know, stuff like that.
Right.
Yeah, get your ass to Mars. Get your ass to Mars. I love that.
Get ready for a surprise.
Yeah, get ready for a surprise. Boom. It's such a good movie, man. Like, it's just fun. Like, I think that's what's missing in a lot of good action movies nowadays. I mean, you got good action movies, right? Like, the Mission Impossible movies are good, but sometimes they're just not as fun as those old one-liner movies, you know, like the Arnold movies or the Sylvester. Like, I was thinking of another movie, like Over the Top. Like, that movie's, like, dumb as fuck, but it's super fun, you know? It's just really, really fun. Freak says, that's the multiple reasons Frank likes the movies. The triple-tittied hooker. Three reasons right there. It's a good movie,
we're
but...
No, talking about me, not Frank. That's my reasons for liking the movie.
I mean, that definitely helps, man. Give them hell! Yeah, Dungeon. Dungeon knows all the one-liners, man. See you at the potty, Victor.
There's a pooped woman in the new one. Is she looking good or just disappointment?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Is there a three-boot woman in the new one?
There is, but I don't think she's that memorable. It's not as memorable as
the other one. WB, just make Wonder Woman like a streaming movie, because you're just going to keep delaying it, aren't you?
You think this is the real Quaid? Ha ha, it is!
And then he shoots him. That's one of my favorite parts.
Yeah, he's all, ha ha ha, you think this is the real Quaid? It is! And he shoots them all.
Sorry, I was just reading something here that's a delay into December.
They should just release that on their service, man. Or all the services. Like, man, fuck Disney Plus for releasing Mulan just on Disney Plus. I have Disney Plus, but I think that sucks for everybody else, man. They should have just released it to everybody, you know? Yeah, it's such a good action.
They are doing it in September, and it'll be free on Disney Plus in December, so...
Oh, good. Well, I'll just wait till then.
Or how about we just not watch it at all, then, because the main actress is a bootlicking her. CCP supports of cops beating on people, basically. Mm.
Fuck that.
And there's a better Mulan movie anyway. It's called Mulan. Matches Mulan, and you can watch it with English subtitles on YouTube for free right now.
Yeah. Freak 5 says, break on Friday. You could have Mini Eric and Mini Frank portray characters from the movie Friday. That would be... Yeah. That's fine. I'm okay with that.
Let me see here. Eric would have to be...
You're going to make me Chris Tucker's character, aren't you?
No, that's got to be Frank. I was thinking of making you like Debo.
Oh, Debo. Okay, I see. All right, that works. It's going to be... He should have been Sam Fisher, man. Like, when they come out with the new game, Ironside should do the voice, man. That's just the way it is, man. He should just be that voice. There's rumors of that game coming out...
Splinter Cell. It's been a while since they've done any of those. Those were really popular. I wonder what happened.
All right, what else you got, Breakman?
No, that's it. That's the greatest question ever, and now I need puppets of both of you.
Yeah.
I don't... And learn ventriloquist.
Somebody get on
Although,
that.
Although, I think my dog knows how to do it, though, because sometimes she'll fart and I get blamed for it.
Oh, boy.
I mean, of course it was her, even though she's in another room.
Always blaming the dog, Breakman. That's you know the moves, man. Just blame the dog. When in doubt, just blame the dog. Mini Eric could be Debo. Mini Frank would be Ezeal. How dare you? How dare you, Freak 5? Son of a bitch. All right, let's move on to...
Inquiring Minds want to know.
Inquiring Minds want to know what you've been playing, Break.
Played a little bit of Star Wars this week, and more Injustice 2, honestly. I beat it with all the characters. Now I'm just like trying to level them up and make them stronger. I still haven't tried online. I might just to get my ass whooped once.
Make sure you call Wyland. Wyland for that one.
After I don't land one hit, I'll probably turn it off. Like, oh, hey, can I... Oh, geez. Dude, let me move at least.
Wyland's pretty damn good at a lot of those fighting games.
I never
man.
Did watch next Friday or the Friday after next.
Well, you should, man. They're fun. They're not nearly as good as the first.
No, they're not. They're not okay.
They're fun. They're just not nearly as good as the first. You know,
without Chris Tucker, they're just not as good.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, Ice Cube can carry a movie and all, but like his sidekick was gone, and so he was replaced by Mike Epps, right?
Yeah, Epps was not good in that movie, man.
Not compared to.
Yeah, I'm definitely not a Mike Epps fan. You're right, man. I forgot about him. Like, he's so forgettable. All right. Anything else you've been playing, Break?
No, that's it.
All right, Eric, you're up.
All right. I played a little bit more Colorist Malice Unlimited, and then I moved on to Molas Stray. But before I did any of that, I finished Dark Souls Remastered and got the Platinum Trophy. That took 93 hours.
Oof. Congrats, man. That's an accomplishment that I probably could never, ever do.
But... And I beat the DLC, which... On the Switch version, Artorias was giving me trouble because, number one, because it's based on the original version of the game, it was dark in that goddamn room, so it was hard to tell what he was doing almost at all times. Because his color scheme doesn't mesh well with the rest of the room. And the frame rate was throwing me off, like it usually does in Dark Souls.
Yeah,
when it's 30.
It's going to be fun to play those games next gen, you know, to see how they do frame rate wise.
Well, the PS4 and Xbox One versions are already 60 frames for one and two, but three, and along with Bloodborne and Sekiro, that'll be interesting to see.
Yeah, there should be some definite, you know, noticeable differences.
I do know that Dark Souls 3 will probably play at 60 frames finally, because they uncapped the frame rate when they released the patch for Dark Souls 3 a while back.
Yeah,
when that was still new.
Yeah. What else you been playing, Eric?
But I've been playing Moestre, which is a game I mentioned earlier, but it was a game about, you play as this little slimy blob thing that, like, can cling to ceilings and stuff like that, and, like, he gets additional powers, like the ability to sort of double jump by just launching himself in the air.
Yeah.
And dash attacks and a couple other things, and you can control slime, like, drones.
Yeah. I'm waiting for the sequel, Ashtray. That's going to be fun.
And then I also played and beat Minoria over the Labor Day. So yeah. I had review copy for the PC version way back in the day. I just never got around to playing it. So I was like, I'll ask for a code of the Switch version. Maybe I'll actually finish it this time. So I did. So
yeah. Freak 5 says he's been playing Street Fighter V, Dead Cells, Friday the 13th, and Animal Crossing. I think I just
wanted to mention, because it took me forever to get to it, because I was kind of waiting for the console release to come out so I could say in the console it's coming soon or out now, and it didn't happen for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Dungeon says he played Marvel's Avengers, which is actually kind of fun, but can also be pretty forgettable. Looks very forgettable to me, Dungeon. Freak says there were some funny moments in the sequels, like the barbecue place and Friday After Next. Wasn't their tagline, "Barbecue so good, slap your mama"? Yep, that's a.
Did he rent it from Gamefly? Is that where he rented it?
Rented what?
Marvel's Avengers.
I have Dungeon. No idea. You have to ask Dungeon. Let's see, what else are we talking here? Wait till it's almost half. Yeah, main story is actually great, but the gameplay can be extremely forgettable. Just trying to squeeze as much fun out of the game before I return it, because it's a rental. Yeah, I couldn't even see myself playing that game, especially after all the awful shit I've seen on it, Dungeon. I probably would have, like, maybe an hour's worth of fun with that game and be done with it, you know?
Games are ruined by making them live service games. It's like, a lot of people like Destiny 2, but, like, you made those live service games. They're very unappealing to me because of that.
Apparently, Dungeon has a local rental place, so not Gamefly, Eric.
Huh. So not Family Video either, because, like, the Family Video that was here has closed and been closed for, like, over a year now.
Mm. It's probably just a local deal, man. There's not a lot of those type of places. I know here we got, like, Doc's Video Games. I'm not sure they rent anymore, but I know they sell, buy and sell games and game systems and old shit.
I can't think of any rentals around here.
Yeah. Honestly. I mean, Doc's is the only place I can think of. I was the same way with Borderlands 3. I rented it and only bought it when it dropped to holiday. You know, I always wondered, like, why, like, Sony and Microsoft wouldn't just have, like, a rental type deal where they say you could rent this game for, like, a week for, like, you know, $5 or $7.
I mean, that's essentially what Game Pass is for Xbox.
Yeah.
PlayStation Now doesn't quite work that way, though.
Yeah, Game Pass is great, man. That's one thing I love about Xbox is that Game Pass when I had it. Like, you know, you get to play everything pretty much that they offer, especially the first titles, you know. But anyways, I played a little bit of Friday the 13th with Freak, but I mostly just like watching that game. It gives me anxiety, man. Like, it really does. It's a great game. It's fun. It looks fun. I always have fun even though I die first. And when I'm Jason, I can't kill anybody, but it's a ton of fun. And I like it quite a bit. So, Breakman, did you have a review this week?
What did I watch this week? I don't remember. Did I watch stuff?
Was I here? Yeah, was I here?
Who am I?
Yeah, who am I? Who are you? What's going on?
I just re-recommend Cobra Kai because it's a great show. I honestly love it.
Game Pass sounds like a great deal. Yeah.
What's that?
I was just reading chat.
Then my review from last week, I recommend Cobra Kai again.
Cobra Kai. You know what? It's on my list. I just haven't had time to really sit down and do stuff. All right, Game Pass really sounds like a good idea, Dungeon says. I'm tempted to go with it for my PC games. We do not mention PC games on this show, Dungeon. You know better. What's wrong with you? How dare you? All right, let's move on to everybody's favorite segment. High escapades. Definitely not high escapades. We got rid of that. So let's do stinkos.
What is it?
Stinko of the week.
All right, stinkos. But before we get into stinkos, real quick, Freak Pipe says I watched the first part of the newest season of Lucifer. I that's on my list too, Freak Pipe. I got to get to that as well. There's a bunch of stuff. Yeah, he's annoyed that they just put half of the season. Well, that's how they do things now, man. I mean, it could be worse. They could do all but the last episode, like Walking Dead, and hold that hostage.
Yeah, at least they've changed it where they're adding, like, episodes. Yeah.
At least the Walking Dead is finally ending.
No, it's not ending. They're going to continue it on with Daryl and Carol, apparently, which is retarded, but whatever.
Yeah, but it proper is ending.
All right, Breakman. Stinko of the week.
Oh, my stinko goes to the Orange Jackass again. Once again.
Yep.
let me see. This week he disparaged the troops who died in war, even though most of those people were there against their will, you know, because they were drafted and forced to fight for the, you know, the rich and the powerful.
Yeah, that's how it always is.
Yeah, so they're suckers and losers to him. And then we get a voice recording of him admitting back in February that he knew coronavirus was going to be as bad as it was.
Man, so many deaths could have been prevented, man. So many deaths. So we knew this, though. This is not new to us, Breakman.
No, but we have it on audio, like now. We have it proven fact. There's no denying it, but his supporters still act like it's ridiculous.
I guess my question is, isn't that like a betrayal of the United States, Breakman? We talk a lot about treason. I don't think that reaches the level of treason, but that reaches the level of the cabinet saying, you know what, enough is enough, get the fuck out of here. You know what I mean? Like, if they had any integrity whatsoever, they would have got together and they would have threw Trump out on his ass, and we would have been dealing with President Pence. But so fucking what, man? You know, like, I mean, get rid of Pence, like, in November. You know, we could have did that, you know. But, I don't get it. Stupid.
Yeah, I can't believe how many people still support him and just they come out of the woodwork to defend him when we have him on tape saying this shit that you said he didn't say, you know? Mm-hmm. And now that we have it, you're like, oh, he wouldn't say that. Now we have proof that he says it, and you double down on him. Well, no, he's just trying to prevent a panic, like you said. Really? Well, what was the whole fucking the caravan is coming up here to invade our country type shit?
Yeah.
Like, you're not trying to cause a panic, my ass. That's all he's ever done. Like, look what he says about what's going on in, like, Portland and cities like that, you know?
Yeah,
that's
instead
all
of
he does is trying
and instead of showing support for the peaceful protesters, he's like saying, you know, like they should all be put in jail. I mean, it's sowing division. That's all he's ever done, Breakman. Like, we talk about it ad nauseum on the show. Like, it's stupid. Freak 5 says his stinko is that football is back. Oh, also Iowa weather. Hot as fuck on Sunday and then cold as fuck on Tuesday. I talked about that on the pre-show banter, Freak 5. Here in Denver, it was 98 degrees during the day. At night, it dropped down to 33 in snow. It was crazy, man. It was a huge drop. It was like 60-some, 65-degree, you know, change, swing. It was insane. My plants are hopefully okay. I'll know this week, but damn, you know. But anyways, let's see. He says, no, don't step on that. You stupid dog. He said, Freak Fight says, but my question for that is, what is he afraid of people panicking doing? That's good question, Freak Fight.
Yeah, because he says the only defense his supporters could use is that he was trying to prevent people from panicking, which he keeps going back to. But that's all he does is make people panic with some of the shit he does and says.
Yeah, yeah. You're right. He is who he is. You know, he's Trump.
The honest answer is he did not give a fuck.
Trump has not given a fuck since the 60s and 70s, Breakman. Like, I've been talking about this forever. Like, the minute that he pulled out that full-page ad in the New York Times calling for the murder, basically the execution of the – I hate calling them the Central Park Five, but that's how everybody unfortunately knows those five gentlemen. You know, he wanted to kill innocent people, and he still thinks that they should be killed. It's like, no, that's not what we do in this country. You know, we don't kill people just because of our whims. You know, it's just...
Yeah, he claims to be anti-war and anti-violence and stuff, and in the next breath he says people should be put down and we need to kick his ass and stuff like that. Like, it's just, okay. Like, do anybody listen to him for more than 5 minutes? Because he contradicts himself all the time.
Yeah. Let's see. It says, but my question is, afraid of people panicking doing, because half of the country at least thought it was as serious as he didn't want us to know it was. So the only people he would have caused problems if he said it was serious would have been his supporters. Yeah, see, he miscalculates a lot of things. He is not a politician at all. I know that
Look at the trade war, for instance. He keeps fucking it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's like, oh, we're going to do more tariffs. We're going to win this trade war.
Yeah.
We shouldn't be in a trade war, you asshat.
Right. Okay. Anything else, Break?
For instance, I saw a video of his a few of his supporters. Like, why are you supporting him, even though he said, like, he knew this was it? Well, you know, it's a fake. It's all fake. Stuff like that.
How is it fake? There's 200,000 people 6 feet underground now because it's fake, right?
But we have video of Trump even saying it's serious, and his supporters hear that, and they still fake. Say shit like this. Yeah, they still support him.
Well, it's that whole thing. Remember he said, I could shoot somebody on Fifth Avenue and people would still... It's true.
It is,
As painful as as painful as that is to hear, Breakman... People will go to the end of the world for this guy for what? I don't know. He's a fucking coward. He sucks. He's worthless.
That's what I don't understand. If it'd be one thing if it was like President Dwayne Johnson, like, oh, he's so cool, and then, you know, like, I can understand people wanting to like him and stuff, but I don't get it with Trump.
Yeah, I don't get it either, man. There's really nothing to like about Trump at all. I mean,
he isn't. Like, he's an asshole, and he doesn't even try to not pretend he isn't.
Yeah. All right, let's move on. Eric, go ahead with your stinko. I'll be right back. I gotta let this dog out before she freaks out. So go ahead with your stinko. I'll be right back.
All right. My stinko is there was a power surge on Monday, like at 5:30 in the morning, and there's a loud pop in my apartment, and I found out the reason for that loud pop was that my router's first port is dead. It doesn't work anymore.
That sucks.
And apparently, but which is weird because apparently worked after that happened. But I guess it was running on its last embers or whatever. Because like it stopped working at around 11, and I didn't even notice it all day because I was gone most of the day.
Right. That is weird. That sucks though.
And like my alongside that, but. The rest of the day was rainy, and my Wi-Fi on my phone was basically ruined for like hours, and I had to call the cable company to look into it.
Jeez.
No.
But my Wi-Fi on my PlayStation was fine and everything. I could watch videos, but so I'm guessing it's because of the proximity to the router.
Who let the dog out? Frank.
God, I hate that song.
So, yeah, I'm going to have to get a new router at some point, because I needed to upgrade anyways. It is a bottleneck to my internet speed.
It's a shitty way to upgrade, though. I like to upgrade by my own choice, not being forced into it, you know?
Yeah.
It is a bottleneck on my upgrade speed, and that thing's ancient. I'm surprised it still works at all. But I also need to get a new modem to go with the router, because otherwise, what's the point of upgrading?
Yeah.
So maybe I'll ask for a modem for my Xmas, I guess.
Yeah.
Santa going to get you a modem for Christmas? That's nice.
All right, Eric, anything else?
No, but that's the only stinko. Oh, yeah, wait, I do have one. I just added it, so I almost forgot about it. But Diana Rigg's dead now.
Was that the Avengers? She was on the original Avengers.
Yeah,
and
she was the inspiration for a lot of comic book character designs, outfit designs.
Yeah, and she was also Lady Olenna Tyrell from Game of Thrones, I believe. So she was working all the way up almost to the end there. But she lived a good, long life. I heard stories about people like around her that, you know, she was basically reflecting on her life and her roles and career. And, you know, she died a happy woman, I guess. So
it wasn't COVID related, was it?
No, she had cancer. She had, I think it was, I mean, she died peacefully in her sleep, man. I mean, you know, it's the best way you can go, I guess.
Hashtag fuck cancer, though.
Yeah, fuck cancer for sure. My stinkos, I'm going to go through mine real quick. I got a couple. Or three, actually. I woke up, like, with a stiff neck yesterday, and I'm still hurting today. Have you guys ever... Like, this is the first time that's ever happened to me, like, where I've gotten the worst stiff neck, where you can't even, like, move...
I don't know about stiff necks, but sometimes my body just randomly decides to ache for no reason.
Oh, my God, man. It's the worst. Like, I have to turn my whole body to, like, look. It sucks. Second one...
That happens to me when I sleep weird. But...
Yeah. Second one, Brake, you might want to jump in on this. I don't know if you saw Skip Bayless' comments about Dak Prescott.
I heard. I didn't get to hear him yet, but I heard kind of about it.
Yeah.
I saw a tweet mention it. I didn't get into it, though.
I think it's time for Skip Bayless to retire. And Freak Five says, you're old. That's the problem, Frank. How dare you? You're exiled, Freak Five. Skip Bayless, okay, Dak Prescott basically poured his heart out in an interview and talked about his growing anxiety and depression during the pandemic and quarantine. And Skip Bayless basically said he has no sympathy for him. He's the quarterback for America's team. And it's like, I don't think the Dallas Cowboys are America's team anymore.
Yeah, I hate that, by the way.
I think they're Dallas's team. And B...
They don't even play in Dallas.
Yeah. And B, fuck you for saying that. Like, this guy is fucking, you know, pouring his heart out, telling you how bad he felt after his brother passed away, you know, from a suicide, and how his mother died of colon cancer, and you're calling this guy, I mean, how dare you? You just need to retire and go away, Skip Bayless. He's just worthless. Freakfly says, I was wondering, with the fires in Colorado, how many people's marijuana crops have caught on fire. Interesting, Freakfly, that was going to be a stinko of mine, but we did get that huge rain and snow, and that took care of a lot of it. They're still going on, but let me look outside now. The air quality is not great still, and that's to be expected, because after you put out fires...
Can you see the fires from where you are?
They're about 100 miles away, Eric, but they were affecting my breathing for sure. Like, I put out a few pictures. You could barely see the mountains which is incredible. And you could barely see downtown. Like, the air quality here was awful. I mean, just awful. Just imagine being a firefighter trying to fight a fire and the smoke gets him high. You know, it was.
Smoke won't get you high. It'll get you asphyxiated and dead.
Yeah. Those fires were unfortunate, man. We'll talk a little bit more about that shit later on. Let's see. So I did Skip Bayless. And then I found out that Trump was actually nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize. I'm like, are these people seeing what's going on in his home country? The racial division and all the bullshit that this guy's nominated for Nobel. I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if he fucking wins, man. Like honestly, it's like when Obama won the fucking Nobel Peace Prize. I'm like, really? You gotta be fucking shitting me.
Seven wars, yeah.
Yeah, two to seven. Yep, went from two to seven.
I don't know if you think of. If you think about what the original meaning of the word peace is and how it applies to war, it's actually meant to pacify your enemies through battle.
Freak Five says, I was going to get a hose.
It's basically another way of saying murder.
Yeah. I was going to get a hose and put it out, but then I got high. I was going to save someone's life, but then I got high. And the break, man. You had to add that. That's funny. Dungeon says the person nominated him was a right-wing politician in another country who had done the same thing years before, so it's likely not going. I would not be surprised, Dungeon Buster, if he ends up getting it. I really wouldn't. I mean, nothing would surprise me in today's political climate. So that's my other one. Let's move on to Sweetos.
Dude, what does my tattoo say?
Sweet! Sweeto of the week.
Your Sweeto of the week, Break Man.
Oh, my Sweeto is Freak Stanko because I'm excited for football. Recently.
Yeah, I meant to mention that, but I know I'm not as much this year, but I am in a way, Break Man. I honestly don't think they're gonna finish this season, dude. Like,
yeah.
I don't know how baseball's doing it. I know they had a lot of postponements, but something tells me that they're hiding a lot of the positive tests.
And, of course they are.
Yeah, of course.
It's the NFL. Remember, like, they hid brain injuries for decades.
Yeah. Same thing with MLB. I honestly think they're lying about a lot of the numbers, but, you know, whatever. I would love to read this Twitter rant when he doesn't win. It's looking neck and neck, Freak Five. People thought the same thing about Hillary, and guess what happened? So.
And he's talking about the...
Oh, about the Nobel Peace Prize?
Yeah.
I'd love to see his Twitter rants all the time anyways because he's a fucking moron. And that's one thing about Trump. He says what's on his mind. I guess that's the most positive thing I could say about the guy.
Shows how stupid he is.
Yeah, and it's great.
Like, he says some of the most asinine things, and he contradicts himself all the time. And then if you just read, like, any of his old tweets, like, he just goes off about how you shouldn't do this, you shouldn't do this, the president shouldn't do this, you know, and all the stuff he's done since.
Yeah. All right, Eric, you're up. Oh, I'm sorry, Break, did you have anything else?
I don't have any Sweetos. Okay. Except for one.
What's that?
Because that is that Frank helped me get my pledge cleared. That was last week. We didn't even mention it because we need to get to the free-for-all. So I'm just mentioning it now. So thanks, Frank.
Yeah, that was not a big deal, man.
I guess the other one would be Microsoft finally giving us the price for the Series S and X.
Yeah. You mean the speaker and the Series X?
Yeah, the Xbox speaker. Because the air vent looks like a speaker port.
I'm confused about the S. I like the Series X. I mean, everything that I've seen about the Series X is phenomenal. But then I get down to the S, it looks ugly and it doesn't do 4K. And I'm like,
it's for your kids that would otherwise damage disc that you have to put in the console.
Yeah, I guess. It's just... I don't know what niche that's going to fill. I know what the X... I'm getting a Series X when Halo comes out. That's for sure. I'm holding off until Halo comes out, but...
I'll be just getting one right away.
I'm not. I'm going to try to get a PS5 because just the launch lineup's going to be probably one of the best launch lineups ever. Xbox Series X doesn't have a great launch lineup. If Halo would have come out, I would have got the X for sure. That would have been.
Well, I'm gonna have to talk to my brother and see if he doesn't care if I sell his one or not. Because then, if I could just do that, I could put it towards the 5.
Yeah.
I've still got the stimulus money, so that's what I'm kind of using. So. Yeah.
Well, that's good. Freak 5 says, my sister's stepdaughter and great-granddaughter moved to Des Moines, so I got to see my great-niece for the first time. That's awesome. Dungeon says, there was a Japanese Twitter years ago that used to translate his tweets for some reason, but stopped because his tweeting style as a grade schooler made it too difficult for them to actually keep translating what he was saying. Wow. He's talking about Trump. Jesus, man. Yeah, he's one of a kind, I'll say that. I am impressed with the Series X price, actually.
I'll say that.
Yeah. The Series X price is actually pretty awesome. And
That does remind me. That was my other sweet-o.
Okay.
We talked about the pricing last week. Yes. I said $500. You said $6.
I did. You were right.
Go ahead, Frank. Say it.
You were right. You were right.
Thank you. There we go. That's what I needed.
I mean, it doesn't happen. It doesn't happen, but
earlier than he called it.
It doesn't happen, but once every, I don't know, 10 years or so. But you were right, Breakman. Yeah.
That's all the satisfaction I needed.
Yeah. Let's see. So that's good. The date's fine. I mean, I figured as much. So there you go. Anything else, Eric?
That's it for my
Sweetos. Freak 5 is exiled, you son of a bitch. Sweeto, Bernie's vacation starts tomorrow, so that's pretty cool. She'll be off for 5 straight days. Weekend at Bernie's for sure. I reconnected with C1, finally. So, my son. So, it was a good week for me, man. You know, it's a lot of misinformation, a lot of, reconnecting on a, you know, father-son level and understanding. And, you know, one thing that we always had that we could talk about was video games. And, you know, it's good. It's good to be able to reconnect with my son, you know, after all this time. It's a long time coming, you know, just
I bet.
Factors, you know, that I don't want to get into, but factors kept us apart. But we're back. We're back. In the saddle again, as they say. So, okay, let's move on to. It's a free for all. It's a free for all. I'm looking at chat, man. Oh boy, video games doing good. Dungeon says, yeah, for sure. I mean, video games bring people together, you know, and it's just like. People don't understand that. They think it's just a dorky, you know, geeky, nerdy thing that, you know, boys and their teens do, and it's just not the case. It brings a lot of people together. So, all right, let's do our bracket first, and then we might have time for our rants on gender reveal parties that Eric wanted to talk about. But
Mentioned that I nearly forgot Gears Tactics was a game that was coming out because it had been out on PC for a while already.
Yeah.
So, like, okay. Yeah, the Xbox Series X is a launch console game for that. Yeah.
Okay, we're going to get into round two. We have 32 games. Only 16 will remain after today. Let's do it. Let's get into it. Let's go with our first matchup, Guardian Legends versus Mega Man 5. I'll start with you, Breakman.
Ooh! Oh wow! I think I mentioned last week. Like,
is your video working? Because I don't see anything.
You don't? Is the video working for you guys in chat? Let us know, because it's working here. It doesn't seem.
Oh, I thought you were gonna pull up the brackets.
I did. I just pulled up the bracket. So
yeah, it's not working for me.
Let me know, chat, if you can see the bracket.
Wow, Freak 5 Chaos in chat says, I don't know, my older sister used to hit me with the Super NES controller when I would beat her at video games.
I see it now, man.
Video's still okay.
Locked up like that.
Yeah, I don't know. But the video's fine, apparently. All right, Breakman, what say you? Guardian Legends?
I love Mega Man 5.
Okay, so your vote's for Mega Man 5. You,
No, I'm the one that proposed Guardian Legend. I'm going to work against it now because this is how it ended up. So Mega Man 5.
Wow. Clean sweep. I'm going for Mega Man 5. I think Mega Man 5 is one of the stronger entries in the series. So I'm going to go with Mega Man 5 as well. Okay, I'll do one more matchup in this bracket. We're going to... Ooh, this is a titanic matchup. Mega Man 3 versus DuckTales. And I'll start with you, Eric.
I'm going to say Mega Man 3. I mean, as much as I like DuckTales, it's not Mega Man 3.
Ooh, okay. What about you, Eric? Or Break, I'm sorry.
I gotta agree. Mega Man 3 is probably my favorite of the Mega Mans for the NES. So.
You both are wrong, but Mega Man 3 goes on, even
Don't they share a track? Or no, I'm thinking of Bionic Commando. Never mind.
Yeah.
Okay, Mega Man 3, which sets up a titanic match next week, but we will go down to the bottom of the bracket here. This is a great matchup. Gradius, however you want to say it, versus Clash at Demon Head. And I'm going to go first on this. This is a tough one. Clash at Demon Head is a great game, but I spent so many hours with Gradius, so I'm going to go with Gradius. What say you, Breakman?
Ooh, they're both good. Again, I mean, that's the stage we're at. These are all good games.
Yes.
I'm going to go Clash at Demon Head.
Okay, so...
Gradius.
Oh, Eric comes in with the quick.
I never played Clash of Demon Head. I watched somebody else play it, and while I could see the appeal, it doesn't really appeal to me this day.
Dungeon says, oh no, Space Waifu falls to Mega Man. He's talking about great Guardian Legend. Okay, Mike Tyson's Punch-Out versus Micro Machines, and I'll start with Breakman on this one.
Oh, I gotta go with Micro Machines. I like Mike Tyson's Punch-Out, but for me, Micro Machines is probably the best racing game on NES.
Okay, I'm gonna say Mike Tyson's Punch-Out. I agree with you. I think Micro Machines probably was the best racer. That's not really saying much on the NES, though.
I never liked the single NES racer, so I'm going with Mike Tyson's.
Oh, Mike Tyson's moves on. Okay, that's actually kind of surprising to me. I thought both of you guys would...
I don't know what made me think I could beat Mike Tyson.
I don't know, man. That's just how... I mean, how can you... You know. All right, let's move on. Mega Man 6 versus Metroid. I'm going to start with this one. I do enjoy the Mega Man games, even though they're frustrating as hell for me because I suck at video games. But I had tons of fun, many hours playing Metroid, so I'm going with Metroid. What say you, Eric?
I'm going to go with Metroid as well.
Oh,
I like Mega Man 6, but it's definitely one of the weaker titles in the NES lineup.
Wow. Okay, Breakman, I know you're outnumbered, but what's your pick?
Since I'm outnumbered, I might as well go with the Metroid then.
Okay, that's Metroid. Fine. Metroid moves on. Mega Man 6 was a fine game, just probably one of the weaker ones.
Oh wait, I'm not supposed to vote against Mega Man. I'm picking Mega Man 6.
Okay, all right. I was gonna say you're gonna get your harmonica privileges taken away.
I'm gonna get kicked out of the Mega Man club.
Okay, next matchup is another titanic matchup: Tecmo Super Bowl versus Dragon Warrior 4. I'll start with Eric.
Dragon Warrior.
Okay. What say you, Breakman?
Dragon Warrior 4, not even close.
Ooh, okay. I'm also picking Dragon Warrior 4 because it isn't close, although Tecmo Super Bowl is a good game, for sure. So,
yeah. Dragon Warrior 4 is the best RPG on NES.
Tecmo Super Bowl wins in a tournament versus sports games.
Yeah, it's a great game. Okay, and Freak 5 agrees with us. He says Dragon Warrior 4. Dungeon says, I'm partial to Tyson's Punch-Out, but just so many memories. Me too, man, for sure. Love for Moai Heads continues. I'm a little bit behind on chat. I would go with DW4, but watching someone obliterate teams with Tecmo Super Bowl was so fun.
Tecmo Super Bowl was the better football game on NES.
Yeah, it's great game.
I had NES play action football, which was all right.
Yeah.
Sean Elway's football, I hated that fucking game.
Yeah.
Because there was a cheat in that game for whoever was on offense to just like dominate the ball.
Yeah.
They could just run around you and it was ridiculous. Yeah. I hate that fucking game. Yeah.
Okay, here's another matchup here. Mega Man 4 versus Bubble Bobble. I'm gonna start with you, Breakman.
Oh, fuck me.
Elway's football was fun.
Wow. I'm actually gonna say Bubble Bobble.
Whoa! Okay. What say you, Eric?
I have to probably say the same thing.
I think Bubble Bobble was the best arcade to console translation at the time. And just, it was so much fun. I had so much fun playing that with family members and stuff. I just,
okay.
I never played Bubble Bobble 2 or Parasol Stars or Rainbow Islands, that's what it was called on the NES.
Yeah, that one sucked.
Bubble Bobble sucked. Moves on in a surprising going against your betrayal. I know.
And I hate going to 4 too, because 4 is like this. 4 is underappreciated. 4 is a great game.
Yeah, 4 is a good game. I would have picked it, but you guys didn't let me.
The only knock against 4 I have is the recoil for the Mega Buster.
Yeah, Dungeon said that was unexpected. Yeah, that's what you get. You get upsets, Dungeon, on the show. So here we go.
It's such a fun two-player game.
Yeah, Bubble Bobble is a great game.
It was one that anybody could pick up and play. Too. Mega Man's hard. Mega Man games are hard.
I mean, Bubble Bobble took out Dragon Warrior, and that's some bullshit in my view, but, you know, whatever. All right, let's move on. Super Mario Brothers 2 versus Metal Gear. And I'm going to go first on this one. I'm not a huge Super Mario Brothers 2 fan. I'm going with Metal Gear. I thought Metal Gear was the more cerebral game. Ton of fun. Lots of intrigue for an NES game. I'm going with Metal Gear. What say you, Eric?
I'm going with Mario 2 just because I hate the NES version of Metal Gear.
Okay. And you, Breakman?
Oh, man. This is a hard one, too.
You're the tiebreaker.
Yeah, I know. I like Super Mario Bros. 2, but Metal Gear was such a unique experience at the time that I gotta go with Metal Gear.
All right, Metal Gear pulls off the upset and moves on, much to the chagrin of Freak 5 Chaos. He said SMB2. Okay, now let's go down to the bottom of the bracket here. Ninja Gaiden. Ooh, this is a titanic matchup. Ninja Gaiden. I'd go with Metal Gear because I love stealthy games. SMB2 is fun too, but sneaking, yeah, Dungeon, there you go.
And there weren't really any games like Metal Gear.
I know, it was so unique and original. Ninja Gaiden versus Dr. Mario. I'm going to go ahead and start on this one. I'm picking Dr. Mario. I know Ninja Gaiden's a great game, but Dr. Mario was kind of a transcendent game for me. I know it kind of took the Tetris kind of formula and did it something a little bit different. And I think Dr. Mario is a great game. I'm going with Dr. Mario. What say you, Breakman?
I have got to go with Ninja Gaiden.
Oof, okay. So
I like Dr. Mario quite a bit. It's a great puzzle game, but Ninja Gaiden brought those cutscenes, and those cutscenes were the bomb back then. The game started out with a duel between two ninjas, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
That classic, like, they run game. At each other, and then one of them stands and one of them falls. And
yeah. You know what? This is Ninja Gaiden 2. I'm sorry. I did not see that. Oh. Does that change?
Oh, Ninja Gaiden 2. I think Ninja Gaiden 2 was more fun to play, but the story was just, like, the cutscenes of the first game were just...
Yeah.
It was almost a rehash of the first game.
Yeah.
So, you're still going with Ninja Gaiden?
I'm still going to go with Ninja Gaiden 2.
Okay, let's say you're going with Ninja Gaiden 2, Eric? Mm-hmm. You guys are both wrong, man. Jesus Christ, man. God damn it.
Yeah, because I'm pretty sure the original Ninja Gaiden on this list died early on. So
Yeah.
All right, so Ninja Gaiden 2 moves on. I think it's a wrong choice, but who am I? Crystalis 2 versus... Castlevania 3.
I think that's where his 2 got misplaced, is it got attached to Crystalis instead of Ninja Gaiden.
Because I think that's just Crystalis.
I think so too. I think they had it listed as 2, but we'll just, yeah, it's 1. Crystalis. Crystalis versus Castlevania 3. And Breakman?
I'm going with Castlevania.
Okay.
I'm also going with Castlevania. That's one of my favorite Castlevanias.
Okay. That's a tough matchup for me. It doesn't really matter, but I will also go with Castlevania 3. So nice. Let's put that down. Chrysalis is a great game. Just want to say that.
So Frank sees this as viruses, according to Questluster.
I can see Frank
How
throwing
dare you? Whack! Here's the red pill.
Yeah, exactly. Here's the blue one. Here's the yellow one, sons of bitches. Yeah. Dr. Mario suffered a bad fate there. You know who's going to be disappointed? Bernie. That's her favorite NES game of all time. I'm going to have to break it. See, you guys are going to make me break the news to Bernie. How dare you, starting her vacation. All right, let's move on to the next matchup. Super Contra versus Kung Fu, and I'll go with Eric first.
Super Contra.
Oh, okay. Breakman, what say you?
I got to go with Eric and Super C.
I'm picking Kung Fu, even though it doesn't matter. I think Kung Fu is one of the most underrated Nintendo games, but Super Contra it is. So there
it's
you go.
It's too simplistic for my taste.
Very simplistic, but very fun. Freak says, I need to play Crystalis on my Switch. You sure do. All right, next matchup, River City Ransom versus Jackal. I will go with Eric first.
River City Ransom.
You, Breakman.
That's the easy River City Ransom.
Yeah, I think we're all in agreement there. River City Ransom moves on. All right, next matchup, and we only have a few more. Castlevania versus Contra in the biggest matchup yet. I'm going to go first on this one. Oh, this is so tough, man. Why did I put myself in the... I should have picked one of you guys to go first. Holy shit. I'm going to go with Contra.
I'm going to go with Contra because it's the one I played more often.
Okay. What say you, Breakman?
I'm going to go with Castlevania.
Going with Castlevania. I'm going to go with Contra only because I beat Contra. I could never beat Castlevania back in the day. But both games are very worthy of being in this position. So Contra, by the skin of its teeth, moves on.
Yeah, I mean, the original Castlevania had so many great things going for it. The music.
Yeah.
And it started a franchise, for God's sake.
Totally, man.
It's fine. Contra did, too. So.
Yeah. Okay. Next matchup, Super Mario Brothers 3 versus the original Mega Man. I'm going to go first. I am a fan of Mega Man, but Super Mario 3, man, is... I can't say enough good things about Super Mario 3. I think it's a better game than Mega Man. I'm going with Super Mario Brothers 3. What say you, Breakman?
Oh, wow.
Both lack password systems. Both lack save features. Yeah. So
and they redid the All Stars. Like that's how I usually played the third one, was through the All Stars on the Super Nintendo, which is fantastic. Ah, damn! I don't know.
I'm still gonna go Super Mario Brothers 3 though, because it has a lot more replay value because there's so many levels you could choose to play or skip.
Yeah, and I have my hang-ups with the original Mega Man. I've talked about many times. Like I think the Wily levels built
the first level, the first Wily level, where if you don't space your magnet beam, also if you didn't pick up the magnet beam, you're screwed.
Yeah. Right.
All right. So Super Mario Brothers 3.
It's got level design flaws that are hard to overlook.
Super Mario Brothers 3 survives an upset attempt by Mega Man. I'm gonna read chat here. Dungeon says, Super Contra was so good in the arcade, not so much on the NES, but, you know.
I don't know. I like the NES more because a lot of the arcade's mechanics were kind of bullshit.
Meh. Kung Fu had the hugs of death. That is totally true, Dungeon. River City Ransom defeats Jackal, a.k.a. Delta Force, without Chuck Norris. Yep.
Well, that's why it lost.
Yeah.
Duh.
If Chuck Norris would have been in it. I mean, if it would have been a licensed Chuck Norris game, it would have probably got first place.
Comes out randomly and clears the screen of bad guys.
Yeah, Castlevania and Contra, so good. That final march up to Dracula's Tower, so memorable. Such a good game, man. No doubt. All right, here's a matchup: Batman versus Dragon Warrior 3. I'm gonna go first on this one. Dragon Warrior 3 is so good. How could I go against Dragon Warrior, aka Dragon Quest.
I'm not, so you know.
What are you picking? What are you picking, Break?
I'm definitely Dragon Warrior 3.
Whew, Batman's so good. It's not going to matter, but I'll pick Dragon Warrior 3 too, even though Batman was an underrated game, man. I love Batman on the Nintendo.
It's the second round. I mean, jeez.
Return of Joker was such a weird follow-up to it.
It was. It totally was. Freak says Dragon Warrior 3.
Not to mention the fact that depending on which version you played, the NES, Genesis, or the SNES version, they vary wildly and greatly.
Yeah. Freak 5 agrees with us. Freak 5 agrees with us. Dragon Warrior 3, it is. All right, final matchup. Mega Man 2 versus Archon. And I'm going to go with Break first on this one.
Oh, wow. I am not going to pick against Mega Man 2. I just can't. the first Mega Man game started the franchise, but the second game elevated it. If it wasn't for Mega Man 2, there would not have been a Mega Man franchise, you know?
Okay.
Archon, I love. It's a great game, but you cannot play it by yourself. The computer just doesn't do that.
Yeah.
For some reason.
Computer sucks.
Yeah, which is stupid, but it's a really fun two-player game, but I have to go Mega Man 2.
Yeah, I'm also going to go Mega Man 2. Clean sweep. Mega Man 2 moves on. So, Dungeon says, Batman really was a great game. It was, man. Totally underrated game on the NES, man. Such a good game. All right, we're down to our final 16.
It almost has fuck all to do with the movie, but whatever.
Yeah. We're down to our final 16, guys. A couple of the matchups you will be looking forward to next week. Eric, hang on. Bubble Bobble versus Metal Gear should be a fantastic matchup. Another one, Castlevania 3 versus Ninja Gaiden 2.
Ooh.
Dragon Warrior 4.
I had a weird Wolverine boss for no reason. That's why it's amazing.
Dragon Warrior 4 going up against Metroid. That's going to be a really tough one for me to decide. Those are... Oof. All right, Dungeon says, these choices are getting tougher.
Yes.
They really are, Dungeon. Music was so good in Batman, it totally was. It was really good. These matchups are just titanic, man. Next week is going to be really difficult for all of us. Mega Man 5 going up against Mega Man 3. Jesus, man. How do you pick there? Man.
This is going to make me cry.
Man, Mega Man's hanging tough in there, but there's some good matchups. We're going to have to wait till next week to find out what goes on. We might go a little bit longer here. Let's quickly talk about gender reveal parties and how dumb they are. Breakman, go.
Cowbell.
He gives it a cowbell. Yeah, it's not worthy of cowbell, man.
How about this?
Yeah.
The gender is a harmonica.
Yeah, it's definitely worth harmonica, that's for sure,
bad harmonica,
man.
Or bad harmonica.
Yep. Well,
it's
That's
it's
pretty bad, man.
Yes. That's the gender reveal party.
It's fun hearing what everyone has to say about their favorites. That's why I'm doing these things, Dungeon Man. Breakman kind of came up with the idea of like a tournament style thing, but man, it is fun hearing what different people think.
You came up with the horror event, and we worked from there.
I guess, yeah, man. But we hadn't brought it back until I think you mentioned it, Break. So, all right, Break has added a cow harmonica bell to his inventory. Yeah, there you go. Okay, what do you think, Break Man? Gender reveal parties, yeah or nah?
It's a stupid. It's one of the stupidest things in modern culture. I mean,
it's a made-up bullshit thing, isn't it?
It's also horribly intolerant and violent in its creation and its purpose, because the right started it up as a method of trying to rally themselves against their supposed discrimination for all the people that were coming out in the LGBT community.
Yeah. And not to mention, gender is not the same thing as sex, so it's an antiquated bullshit thing to do in the first place.
It seems like an excuse to me to get more gifts for your baby.
I guess, but honestly,
you already have a baby shower, And God knows people are giving you random stuff throughout the year, you know, like parents and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Telling you what to do. You need another party for so you can get more stuff for the kid.
It's
going to grow out of it in about 6 months.
Yeah, it's a bullshit. It's like Valentine's Day, a bullshit reason to buy a bunch of shit that you don't really need or want, but it's kind of forced onto you by society.
Also, what's with the fireworks? Because they cause explosions that cause entire California fire.
Yeah, the forest burned down. Yeah, Eric brought this up. A gender reveal party was the reason for the California fires. So, fuck gender reveal parties. They suck. I think we're all in agreement, right?
You know what my sister and her husband did when they do the gender reveal for their twins. They had confetti. That was safe.
Yeah, how about this? How about when you actually have the baby, you tell everybody, oh, it's a boy, it's a girl.
How my sister revealed her child.
Yeah, or how about
no reveal like, party, none of that bullshit. We found out when she had him.
Well, I mean, back in the day, like, people used to give out, like fake cigars, right? Like the blue ones or the...
It wasn't even a party. It was just them doing...
Yeah, it's just like, here you go. It's a boy. Here's a blue cigar.
Crappy chocolate cigar.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, and now we're up to like fucking doing all these elaborate things that cause fucking billions and billions and billions of dollars worth of damage for something that's so stupid.
It's any way these corporations can find to get money out of people. Yeah. Especially like mothers, like expectant mothers and stuff like that. Yeah. Like they just see them as, I mean, there's so many moms, so it's they just see them as a cash cow.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Okay, guys, that's going to do it for this week. Let's do our plugs. Breakman, starting with you.
You can follow the cowbell. Oh, wait, it doesn't have a Twitter account. Never mind. How about the harmonica? Oh, it doesn't have a Twitter account either. Okay, you can follow me at @break_man on Twitter and @rp.
Yeah, let's make a bot for your harmonica.
I'm sorry, did you say @rp grinders, Breakman? @rp grinders. Okay. I'm sorry, I just didn't quite hear the end there. So.
Yes, @rp grinders, and you can ask me, dear Breakman, a question.
Yeah.
And I'm going to make sock puppets out of Eric and Frank later.
Oh, man. Please don't do what I think you're going to do with those sock puppets, Breakman. You know.
I already told you what I'm going to do. What's today? Friday?
It's
Friday quote day.
Oh, boy. All right, Eric. You're up.
And this is Frank, and he's going to get you high today.
All right, Eric. You're up.
All right. You can find reviews I've written on sites like BostonBrassBrigade.com and TotallyGN.com. In fact, I got a review on TotallyGN.com for the two collections for the Seikyo Shooting Stars. I need to get that fixed because that I is not supposed to be on that title. I screwed up. And I even sent him the second article, but he must have picked the first one because I had to do some typos. But Shooting Stars Alpha and Bravo, there are two collections of Seikyo games. They're shmups, and they're from the olden days of like 1999 and such. But okay. The most recent one being like 2002. But if you like what I've written and you want to support me, I've got a Patreon. You can send me as little as a dollar. That would help out great. And the link to that is in my Twitter profile, which is @EricRPG.
All right. Anything else, Eric?
Not really.
Okay. That's it. You can follow me on Twitter @FrankBranches. You can find me on all the systems, RP Grinders, with the RPG capitalized wherever it needs. Whether I can't remember if it's Xbox or, you know, the other one. Wherever it's appropriate, RPG. So, RP Grinders. Thanks to all the chatters this week. Dungeon and Freak 5 and Lurks. And who else was in there? Another TV viewer. And Bristerike. Or Bristerich, I guess, is how you... Bristerlich? Or Bristlerich?
Well, no. They're never coming back.
They're never, ever coming back. Freak 5 was in there. Thank you so much. Dungeon, I mentioned, and Lurks. Okay, so we got all those. Thanks to all the archive listeners. We really appreciate it. If you want to join us, Every Friday, live 7 Eastern Time, twitch.tv/RPGrinders, or search RPGrinders on YouTube. And also, one more thing, we're 4 followers away on Twitch from becoming, like, I guess, like a full-fledged, like, kind of Twitch affiliate. So if you haven't followed us on Twitch, please do so, RPGrinders, twitch.tv/RPGrinders, and follow us on Twitch. That'd be really a big help to us, for sure. Anything else, gentlemen?
I did think of one more Stinko, actually. I hate ending on this, but it's the 19th anniversary of 9/11.
I didn't want to mention it, but yes, that is a definite Stinko. It's a good time for reflection. So.
Wait. Is this a Sweeto? Alyssa Milano has COVID.
That could be a Sweeto. She's a piece of shit.
I don't wish any... Like, I just... I'm sick of people.
I don't actively wish. I mean, maybe I do sometimes, but like.
Maybe she'll get it through her fixed
call. There are some people that make me want to think that, and I hate myself for thinking that.
Yeah, you're a better person than I am, Brickman.
That's not true.
Fuck them.
Like, it's just. Like, thinking about, like, Trump getting COVID. Like, God, that'd serve him right, but I'm like, I don't want people to get the disease. I don't want anybody to get it. I want him to go to jail and rot in prison where he belongs.
Like I said, Brakeman, any discomfort... Like, I'm the exact opposite. I'm a worse person than you are, man. I could care fucking less. Like,
well, I mean, as far as, like, discomfort, like, I hope he has, like, gonorrhea and herpes and stuff like that.
Yeah. bout with COVID would do him good, too, man.
See, like, COVID would more than likely kill him.
Yeah, that's true, too. Thing. But who cares?
Because he's obese. Like, and all these people are saying underlying conditions killed him and stuff like that. You morons don't realize, like, diabetes, obesity, stuff like that are what they're referring to when they say underlying conditions, you jackasses.
Yeah, it's a euphemism.
Yeah, for sure. Okay. Anything else, gentlemen?
I don't want to end on a sad note, so...
I hate to break it to you, Brakeman, but that was also a very sad note.
Sad cowbell.
All right. Anything else, gentlemen?
No.
All right.
Have a good weekend.
Yep. Stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Until then, we're out. Later, everybody.
It's Food Quest.
Food Quest. I'm hungry too.
I've been busy all day. I'm gonna stop eating. I'm hungry. I'm ready to eat my computer.
Cry baby.
I don't know which key I should use.
The donut key.
Oh my god, I need a donut key.
I need something. Donuts give me heartburn though, man. Fucking donuts. Get you fat too.
No, I haven't had them in.
Yeah, I'm cutting back on them.